Welcome to the podcast of Kingsway Community Church, a community inspired by love to live differently. If you'd like to connect with us online, join us at one of our churches, make a financial contribution, or discover more about Kingsway, head to www.kingsway.org.au or download the Kingsway app by simply searching Kingsway Community Church in your app store. We pray that this podcast will inspire you with God's incredible love to live differently.
Thanks, everyone. I'm the oldest of three boys. So I have two younger brothers, and we grew up here just in the St. George area. And we had a very, very faithful dad. My dad always had, I can always remember him having more than one job. He always worked two or more jobs, and he's such a faithful man. And I can remember a time he took me, just me, on a trip down to East Beach, Kiama. And it was, some friends of ours had a caravan down there, and we'd go down for the day. And it was such a treat, because it was very rare for me to get to spend time, like one-on-one time with my dad, because it was always all the boys, or, you know, like it was that kind of thing. And we went down there, and I can remember being down at East Beach, and it was a beautiful sunny day, and the way that the little creek empties out into the ocean, and the sand, I can remember the sand was sloped like this. It must have been a storm, so it was a really slopey sand. We laid our towels down, and we went out and rode our bodyboards out in the surf. There was this really great shore break on the day, and it was a beautiful day. There was stacks of people down there. And then at one point, my dad went off to do something else, and I remember distinctly lying there, probably one of the four or five times that I can remember praying as a child. I remember laying down with my head on the towel on the slopey sand, praying to God, saying, "Thank you, God, for this day with my dad. Just thank you for this. It's such a gift." Only one of the very few times that I can remember praying as a child, and being with my dad on that day brought that out of me. Being in connection with nature and with creation, and as well as that, being just to be able to spend the day with my dad, just the two of us, was a moment like that for me. I can remember another time we went away, and we went up to a place called Wallandilly. And we played a game in the car on the way where we'd be driving towards the traffic lights, and the traffic light would go orange and then red. And the game was that Dad wasn't allowed to stop the car completely, come to a complete stop before the light went green again. So we'd slow down, slow down, slow down. And we'd get almost within stopping, and then the light would go green and we'd be able to take off. And now, for whatever reason, I can remember that game. We spent one night away camping, but it's these small things that you can remember, and relationship does that for us. And in the Bible, God is revealed first off as a creator. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created. Five words in, and we understand that God is a creator. And so there's something about being in creation that feels like we're being connected to God. And then in the New Testament, when Jesus comes onto the scene, he reveals God not as a creator, but as a father. And he would go on to teach his disciples to pray. And the way that he taught them to pray was to say, "Our Father in heaven," not the creator, not the one who commands the sun, moon, and stars, but "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come." So if God the creator is the one who commands the universe, God the Father is the one who commands the heart. And just as we feel connected to God when we're in nature because he's a creator, we feel connected to God when I feel connected to God when I come into relationship with my father. There's a connection that fathers have with children that brings them closer to God. And the prayer goes on that you may or may not know, but the prayer goes on and says, "Give us this day our daily bread." Isn't that a huge job of fathers? To the provision, the generosity, the giving over and over. Fathers with daughters will know that it's giving over and over. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts. We've heard about that tonight from these amazing stories from the guys on the panel about the importance of forgiveness and reconciliation. It's another thing that fathers give, and it's another thing that when we look at our Heavenly Father, the one who not only gives us our daily bread but forgives us our debts, it shows us how important that part of fathering is. Lead us not into temptation. God the Father leads his children, leads his people. And earthly fathers have a responsibility to lead in a certain direction, to guide their children in a certain way. And also, and finally, the last one is deliver us from evil. Fathers are great protectors. They put a hedge around their family. They stand watch, you know, through the night. They guard and they protect. And our Heavenly Father does that for us. And we, as fathers, get to pass that on and do that for our children as well. Because when I'm lying there on the beach at Kiama, or when I'm driving in the car with my dad playing a stop-go slow game in the car on a way to a camping trip, I'm not only having a great time with another person, I'm not only enjoying nature, but I'm somehow figuring out in my little boyish heart how to become a man and how to connect with God. And it doesn't take a long, those things happen in moments, almost in slices, but we get those and we have a huge responsibility as fathers to be able to create those moments for our kids, knowing that they're not just moments, but they're actually eternal moments that are building in eternal significance into the lives of our children. So Father, we want to thank you for this night. We want to thank you for the way that you're guiding us, the way that you're leading us. We want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for the words of these amazing men who we've heard share some of their own story vulnerably tonight. We want to thank you for the responsibility that you've given us, the entrustment that you've given us as fathers. May we love and lead well for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thanks, Maddie.